And tomorrow, more fast fashion. We'll hear about the reclusive billionaire behind Zara, Spain's fast fashion empire. And finally, a fashion flashback as we mark the passing of 89-year-old Lillian Kahn. Kahn was co-founder of Coach Leatherware Company, the business behind today's high-end leather handbags.
My wife had a great sense of style, and she made the suggestions that we men maybe we're a little thoughtless about.
That's Miles Kahn taking us back to the early 1960s. Then he and his wife were running a leather goods business in Manhattan. They produced men's wallets, but wanted to expand.
Among her many suggestions was, why don't we make pocketbooks? So I'd like to tell people I scoffed at the suggestion.
But how wrong he was. Lillian Kahn persisted, and the first Coach handbags went on the market.
They were casual bags. They weren't dressy bags. We chose a very special leather that wasn't being used for making handbags. As a matter of fact, the leather was used to make baseball gloves.
The Kahns pitched the idea of the Coach bag as something that would wear well, season to season, with many outfits, a bag to brag about.
Just like you boast about your jeans that are torn and faded, you could say, I've had this Coach bag for 3-4 years.
Miles Kahn says there were a couple of break-even years. Then Coach started taking off, thanks to customer loyalty and a large tote bag inspired by Lillian's childhood.
When her family came over from Hungary, it was during the Depression. They were struggling, and her mother was making noodles at home. The kids filled the shopping bags and would deliver these noodles. And so one of her suggestions very early on was, why can't we make a shopping bag, but out of leather?
The Kahns eventually sold Coach in 1985. They went on to operate a goat farm and cheese-making business in Pine Plains, New York. The couple recently celebrated their 66th anniversary. Lillian Kahn was buried in Pine Plains this past Saturday.